Now, last week, parts of Australia sizzled in extreme heat. Bit of that around this week too. On the other side of the world, cities across the US Midwest, meanwhile, are in a deep freeze. Many areas are at an absolute standstill today as a deadly polar vortex hits states from Mississippi to Ohio. Snowstorms, ice, freezing winds, frostbite. It's really cold. Schools are being closed in several states. Residents urged to stay indoors for their own safety. It's the coldest weather seen in many places for more than 20 years. Temperatures of minus 35 Celsius forecast in North Dakota, minus 27 in Minneapolis, Indianapolis, Chicago. Paul Huttner is the chief meteorologist for Minnesota Public Radio, and he joins us now. Paul, welcome.
Good morning, Jonathan. You can send some of that warmth our way anytime.
the warm embrace of the ether, Paul, is yours. So you're there in Minnesota. Tell us about today's weather.
Well, I'll tell you what, we were 30 degrees below zero Celsius this morning in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. We call that the Twin Cities. But it was even colder in a place called Embarrass, Minnesota, which is up in the northeastern part of the state, not far from the Canadian border. 40 below, that's both Fahrenheit and Celsius, of course, because that's where the scales meet. And believe it or not, that's not even the coldest temperature we've seen so far this winter. It was 47 below Fahrenheit last week. In Embarrass. So this looks like about the coldest weather in 10 years for the state of Minnesota, but more like 15 to 20 years for other parts of the Midwest.
And is it accompanied by a fair bit of snowfall? It can be cold, but I guess that sort of blizzard conditions too can exaggerate that problem.
Yeah, there was a major snowstorm right on the edge of this Arctic outbreak as it surged south. We're calling it kind of an Arctic superfront here that came down from Canada. And they saw as much as a foot of snow throughout portions of Illinois and Indiana in the southern and central parts of the Midwest. Here in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, what we call the upper Midwest, it's been mostly just the cold, and we've seen actually Minnesota colder than Antarctica and Alaska today. It was 16 below zero Fahrenheit in Vostok in Antarctica, while it was 40 below in the state of Minnesota. So one of those rare occurrences where we're actually colder than Antarctica here in Minnesota today.
And these are temperatures that are actually getting to that category, which is harmful to human life. So I guess people are staying indoors, not moving around. How does infrastructure in your part of the world hold up under these conditions?
Well, we're proud of our cold weather reputation here in Minnesota, and it takes a lot to keep a Minnesotan inside. But this, as you pointed out, is actually dangerous cold. Wind chills have been colder than 50 degrees below zero, and at 50 below, your skin will begin to freeze in about 5 minutes. That's why the governor of Minnesota, Mark Dayton, ordered the schools closed today in the entire state of Minnesota. Things like automobiles, if they're parked outside in this kind of temperature, they have a difficult time starting. We actually have car heaters outside that plug into the socket, so that's one way you start a car in 40 degrees below zero. Overall, things are moving fairly well. Minnesotans are used to cold, maybe not this kind of extreme cold, so there's just a bit of extra caution that we take, but things pretty much running as normal here in the upper Midwest.
Polar vortex, explain that to us.
That is a weather phenomenon that normally spins up around the Arctic Circle and in the Hudson Bay region of Canada during the winter. It's a big swirling area of low pressure. It's among the coldest temperatures in the northern hemisphere. And normally it stays up in the Arctic Circle, but occasionally it breaks off and comes south. And that's what's happened this week. A big chunk of this has come south into the Great Lakes and the Midwest states, and it's pushing that cold air all the way south to the Gulf of Mexico. Temperatures were near freezing from Houston all the way to New Orleans on the Gulf of Mexico today, and wind chills are below zero all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma. So this is not just a Midwest phenomenon. This air is penetrating very far south into the United States. It's very unusual to get those kind of temperatures down on the U.S. Gulf Coast.
And how long, Paul Huttner, do you think these conditions will remain?
it looks like the next 2 days will be the coldest period, and then this polar vortex will shift off to the east out over the North Atlantic. And in fact, we'll warm up quickly later this week and into the weekend. We may actually be in the 30s above zero Fahrenheit, so a big temperature swing on the way for the Midwest. So a few more days of this. And it looks like we'll be back to some more normal winter-like weather here in Minnesota and most of the United States.
We expect the upper Midwest to crack in that change of temperature.
It feels that way. The snow actually squeaks when you walk on it when it's this cold. You can hear it squeaking underfoot.
Bleak stuff. Paul Hutner, thanks for joining us.
Have a brilliant morning.
Paul Hutner, he's the chief meteorologist for Minnesota Public Radio.